Yeah, man. So last week I was Mr. FanDuel up. This weekend wasn't too hot, dog.
This weekend wasn't too hot. Fuck. College football was straight. I had a good college football day. Yeah, fuck.
He over there riding the picks and shit. Yeah.
I would say, damn, I almost went 2-for-2 on college football parlays.
Yeah. That's how it was last week.
Ohio State, I picked them niggas minus 13.5. Them niggas won by 13 points. Tough. I watched Ohio State miss field goals in that game. I was sick, but they doubled up and got right for me. But
I want to touch on the whole betting aspect that's slowly starting to show its face in college. But yeah, I mean,
of course.
Because, man, hey, I didn't know this happened. I didn't watch the Penn State and Michigan. Me and Ohio State?
Yeah.
I watched TCU West Virginia. I had skin in that game. I see that.
Ooh!
Look. I took a 7.5.
Man, I'm sitting in that bitch. I'm down on my luck. I'm in the bed. I'm down on my luck. I'm like, okay, if shit go how shit normally be going, they gonna run this bitch right there. And then they go kneel it, you know, a few times. Man, that nigga got in the 4th and 1. Boy, drop back. Man, came offside. Nigga threw that bitch.
Hey, no lie. I took the 7.5. So when he caught that deep one, hey, boy, I lit up in the house. I lit up.
I'm on the bookie side with this one.
What up, Jesus?
Man.
Yourself, man. Look, when you come out, son, I get different outside, son.
I will say,
I fast and shit.
Yeah, it's the vibe before shit.
My first speeding ticket, I was bumping Jesus, so you know what that is. Like doing the dad.
What's the name of this drug?
Super Free.
Super
Free. TM103.
Yeah, bro. Jesus got a little bit of everything, dog. I remember when I was a youngin'. Niggas used to warm up to that Wind by Jeezy. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, niggas used to warm up to that shit. I'm like, man, Jeezy got a hit for everything, bro. Like,
last one. Shout out to the body. Yeah. That is what my shit for real. Like, you my homegirl, so he was outside living young and reckless and shit.
Yeah.
Jesus was big on her too, right? She was big on Jesus too. So, Big Red Expedition, right? She, itty bitty thing, right? Love her to death. But she looked tiny driving at 8. Used to be whipping that bitch. Jamming Jesus, son. No bullshit.
Bro. Nigga, timeless, dog.
Timeless, son. This my shit, son, for real. Long my mind. Let's get into it, man. Welcome to episode 66 of Real Talk Podcast. I am your host, Dell. With me is my co-host, Shug.
What's the business?
You tell me, dog. What's going on with you? How you feeling?
I always, we kicked it off with Jeezy. And I always use Jeezy as one of my great examples of, like, you know, when niggas want to make these comps on who's who and, you know, who got this much stake in the rap game and who put up these numbers. This dog, you got your names. Everybody claim Jay, everybody claim Wayne, and everybody claim Drake and Kanye West.
Yeah.
But this a nigga that fly under the radar.
For sure.
But yeah, when you start lining niggas up and you say such and such got some skin in the game, nigga, they ain't got as much skin as Jeezy.
Hey, look,
like, hey, shit crazy, bro. Like, nah, he might not do all that entrepreneurial shit, big dog shit, to where he's constantly in the realm and you see him so you remember.
Right.
Just look it up.
Oh, yeah.
Just look it up.
He's on that.
Just look it up. He got other business ventures, but look, just look it up. He
for lack of a better explanation, a poor man's young Gotti. Yo Gotti, I mean. Like, Gotti, he got the the label and everything else, the business adventures and all that stuff.
Right, you know, Jesus who he is because his face is always in there.
Right.
Space always in there.
His face is there. Like, Jesus got the same shit going on, but it ain't on the front page, you know? But I started with Jesus because Jesus dropped.
Right.
The show fall, him and Drama.
Mm-hmm. Shout out DJ Drama.
Man, hey, the Drama is on fire.
Shout out DJ Drama.
Drama is on fire.
Drama been on fire, though.
No, man, that's how you coming?
Yeah, bro.
That's how you come in here? Oh, no. Are you lit, huh? Lit, lit. All these and then cast out already and they come, must be.
Nah.
No, man.
Nah, bro.
Don't tell me that. Don't lie like that.
Hey, my man's treat me good.
Oh, bet. Hey. Hey, a good weed man is always.
Hey, good, nah, like, you know, like some of the best. Did you smoke with me all the time, bro. The shit I smoke, you know, it be some good shit. It's pretty quality weed.
Yeah, right.
$5 grams. You've been on that for the last 2 months. Man, I ain't buying weed from nobody else.
Yeah.
What the fuck is niggas, what is niggas talking about?
I got some better.
That boy got a relationship.
I got some better than that. Look, the front, hey, you can't beat that.
Mm-mm.
You can't beat a front, son. And I'm not even talking to flip it, I'm talking about to do your own thing and then you catch, you know what I'm saying? Hey, a front, the front is the. That's it right there.
Yeah, this bro, we had some conversation. You know, a lot of people may not relate and call us pathetic and sad, but this is what keeps us from someone going over. You know,
boy, what?
Some of you niggas slap you women. I'ma just go ahead and puff my Jane and go sit the fuck down.
Oh man, look at this dude.
But you know, yeah.
But no, back to Jeezy real quick. So I started with Jeezy. The Jeezy drop, like I said, Snowfall drop, and. Motherfucking shit sound like that old Jeezy. I mean, I feel a little bit more quick over. Because, man, they got some shit on here that I really, really like. And I can't really get off.
Now, I will say it's consistency crazy. Because I remember his last drop. That like, Therapy for My Soul. That was one of the, I love that joint.
Yep.
So, he pretty consistent. He gonna give you something.
You can't tell me you gonna see yourself doing a fucking dash. But this shit playing, like, come on, man. No way. It's the beat, a little lie.
Right, I love when niggas don't do too much with the beat.
Don't do a lot. Let the beat speak first.
Right, man. Right.
Listen to the head come talk his shit.
You gotta leave room for me.
Turn up a little bit more. $5 mixtape hustle. Just to talk about that. I'm running right back. And it's the intro. The fucking intro running like that. And you still got 3 minutes of a song left. Right? Come on, man.
Type of shit.
Joint with,
niggas, niggas are missing when it's gone. You know.
Yep. Like, you hear that voice on the other side of it, like, you know you gotta go. You know?
And I done heard him paired up with so many greats, bro. This nigga, like, he on shit with Tyler the Creator that I like. You know, he on a lot of Wayne mixtapes, bunch of Wayne old joints.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah.
This color song, all right.
Yeah, niggas sleep, bro. Production, hey, production is a big difference. You know that's the difference between the A and the B for a lot of niggas.
No lie, look, I'll put Jeezy's discography against a lot of people's discography.
Of course,
like, and it goes,
yeah,
top to bottom.
Yeah, like that nigga Rick Ross.
Hey, that's why they so high on my list. If you ever really look at my list, because I'll give it to you up top roughly.
And I like
Jay
Ross,
Wayne,
dog.
Ross. Jeezy, really, that's probably my top four generally, right?
Yeah, I feel you.
All of them discography, go. Kanye, Drake, I don't like to really throw them in there because those are like mood music for me. You know, like if I'm in that type of music, that mood to listen to Kanye, I throw him on. Same with Drake.
Because
Drake
know,
is
dog.
So like diverse, like, it's kind of really hard to really condense him down to how I condensed down my other four. So
Right. Okay. Yeah, I feel that.
But yeah, but Jeezy discog is up there with everybody else that they say is untouchable.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Despite the, like you said, not having all the
glitz and glamour.
You know.
The 101 Chainz and all that other dumb shit. And, you know, the following, I feel like he don't have a radical following. Typically, yeah. If you like Jeezy, you kind of laid back in your lane type nigga. And a lot of niggas don't aim to be that for whatever reason.
In your lane. Fucking West Side Gun Drop. Hitler Wears Hermes 10. Another motherfucker that just don't miss. Discog is like that.
Yeah. I will say.
Hey. So look. Have you ever steered your own with your music? With that, when I say, man, check this out.
Nah, I know Dude Hard though. I know Dude Hard. I kind of tapped into them when I went on my heavy New York binge for a while.
Yeah, so they bringing that grit back to hip hop.
Yeah, but sometimes like, I just like to listen to shit because I know, bro. I live in Louisiana, so a lot of what I hear is pretty much the same, you know. And as far as niggas venture out, it's probably Atlanta music. That's probably as far as niggas going. Texas. Atlanta, Memphis, Texas, that's Florida. Border. Yeah. We ain't really stretching beyond. But, man, I just like to tap in, bro. And I ain't lying. A lot of that East Coast shit, that shit hard as a bitch.
Yeah.
That shit hard as a bitch.
Yeah. You got a bunch of good feet. You got Rocky, Black Star, Stove God, Rome Street. You got Busta, got Ghostface.
Yeah, for like dog.
I'm missing some of Raekwon. Like, dude don't really miss, bro. Like, he don't, sir. Like,
yeah, nigga, I got on him
right before the pandemic happened, and he hasn't disappointed me yet. None of them have. Westside, Benny, or Conway. You know what I'm saying? Like, the whole clique, they all put out pretty good overall tapes and songs and everything like that. But Westside, I think, is that savant of the group of putting together the tape. This should really be gone. But since we brought up Kanye, do you want to touch on that shit again? Being that he's apologized and shit like that. It baffled me a little bit just how fast everybody dropped it. I'm like, damn. Like, we've seen people get canceled and like shit fall apart for that.
Well, we live in a world of followers.
Right, DaBaby,
whatever that means.
Tory, like, you know, but dog, it's like this was like an iceberg.
He went after that entity.
Yeah,
you know, he went after that. So
I just like, damn, bro, like, hey, bro, you gotta watch what the fuck you say, man.
Right, and different rewards paid, you know. And you don't always get the same reward for different things, you know. Disrespecting a person versus disrespecting some people.
Right, a group of people.
Yeah, that could be, that could mean a lot of difference. Yeah, it's a big difference.
But, I don't know, I don't have nothing to say about it, honestly. I'm just like, damn, unfortunate. But at the same time, it's not because you should know better.
Yeah, it is. I seen dude. He had a point. His information was just radical.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, you know, delivery is everything. That pause to get your shit together, to make sure, to check what you say.
Yeah.
You know, because your message is your message. Yeah. Right or wrong. You know, and you can get that off without really issuing. Yeah, definitely.
And that's my thing all the time.
Because I can tell, like, I can disagree with you, like, to the toughest extreme, like, you know, like,
but
it's still respectful, like, you know, I didn't diss you, bro, like, it's good, like, we all won't fight with me and shit, you just know that I don't agree with the shit you doing.
Right, like, I like debating with people about shit up until you get to just bringing up, like, bullshit and ignorant shit, it's like, alright, now you're not really debating me with your fact that you just debating me just to fuss, you know, so... There's always a way to say some shit without offending people, and I'll say that, and that'd be it with me.
Of course,
you know.
Yeah.
Fucking Skechers turned him down. I think that shit was crazy. Not crazy, but it's like, damn, like, when the people call, the same way, musically, what happened to Tory Lanez? Like, nobody wanted to fuck with him. With the whole thing what happened with him and Meg, you know? regardless, before they knew what happened and all that, just nobody like, well, until we figure out what's going on, I'm not fucking with you, whatever, whatever, whatever shit. He lost his deals, et cetera, et cetera. He had the pandemic jumping with fucking
and these quarantine situations is entirely different.
Right.
But like, but similar to like Magic Johnson coming out with HIV in his view in the NBA. Shit, one player said, not fucking with, like, I'm not getting on the court with homie.
Right.
Before you know it, the hell, eight niggas, like, I'm not getting on. And then it's like, well, this a league thing, and now you up and retired. You know, Magic retired and came back afterwards, but he retired. He openly admitted that.
Yep.
You know, so I don't know, maybe for Kanye West, it may be a situation where we don't see him for X amount of time, and he make his grand appearance, bro. Cause like I say, he has something to offer the world that's undeniable. So yeah, that he gonna get that off regardless. It's just a matter of when and where. So I feel like, you know, he gonna retire, get the fuck out of Dodge, you know, shut his mouth for a little while and let things blow over now that you done made your apologies. And you know, it's just like Magic giving a statement. Like, right, you give your statement, you tell the people, look, you sorry, and you give them the information that you got to give them.
Yep.
And you go sit down for a while, and you come back. And it's amazing. I think he going to come back like he always come back.
Now you just struck my mind, because now I really don't want to touch on the whole I'm sorry thing. It took for him to lose basically all his deals for him to apologize. Like, as radical as he's ever been. You know, think about it took for him to cut all the water off. He'd be like, nah, what you gonna do? He apologize. Like, it take a lot for people to apologize sometimes, but when they shouldn't. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right,
if you come to realize you were wrong, man, my fault, my bad.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But look, I'm here to tell you, that's a life skill. You know, that's a real life skill. And this goes on extremes from people on Kanye West level to random motherfuckers walking the street.
Yeah.
If you wrong, like, I could see that, bro. Like, in time, you know, as a kid, from growing up to becoming a grown-ass man, you develop that skill. It's a point where I'm like, I can't really admit I'm wrong, because you internally childish. And that shit don't feel good.
Right.
You know, having to admit you wrong.
It's some shit you really gotta get over.
Exactly. But what that situation is, the only thing you getting over for real is yourself. Just gotta get over yourself.
Yeah.
You know, just gotta get the fuck over yourself.
Shut
your fucking mouth real quick.
Real fucking quick.
You know, cause that's the same. Man, we all breathe air, we all bleed. Like, that's it.
But yeah, it is what it is. We'll see moving forward. Halloween tomorrow, man. You got plans? What you got going on, man?
Absolutely not.
You went out last night? No. Halloween?
I was chilling, man. I did too much going out.
You didn't go dress up like a cute dog and go to the parties and shit?
No.
Yeah,
no, I just decided.
Hey, that's a free costume, though, in a sense, though, when you think about it.
I mean, yeah, but I just decided to, you know,
I'm just saying,
let one blow over.
Just overall, in a sense.
Lately, like, I've been on the road. You know, I've been attending too many parties and hanging out too much. Not too much. I just had Not too much. The problem is, I had such a good fucking time that I'm kind of straight. Like, I'm good for about another week or so.
So, look, we were supposed to record the weekend of homecoming. It was y'all homecoming, and it was our alumni homecoming. So we talked to them and said, nah, we gonna reschedule this.
Yeah, she got functional.
Hey, man, did it get functional? Hey, even if we said Sunday, hey, I wasn't in no shape to
run. Yeah, I was in no shape. I was in no shape. I had nothing more to give.
Then I had the IV little packets that's hot right now. I had one of them on the stash.
See, I'm not even at that point yet, man.
No,
like,
check it out.
I'm still.
My girl threw it away.
Oh, so you had to do what I do.
I had to.
I'm still old school. Like, I'm just getting drunk and feeling that. Just let me feel after that shit.
Sleep. I got two kids.
Make sure I eat some food type shit.
I got to shit.
That'd be my situation, bro. I ain't lying. I'd be like, God, I'd be on the premise. Like, I'd be on the premise, I'm like, boy, I'm out here drunk as I'm drunk as shit. Yeah. Cuda Brown type shit.
Boy.
I was tough. Ooh, sloshed.
I was tough.
As the white boys say.
But I had a time.
Amazing time. I'm out there talking shit. I'm doing all that cute dog shit. And I'm doing the cute dog shit. And I'm speaking and I'm talking shit. This, bro, like, where I get the energy to do this at? I don't know. Yeah. That outcame me with all type of courage, man.
It's a booster.
You know what I'm saying?
So it's a battery pack, man.
I felt my knees get a little lighter too. I'm like, okay.
My knees came.
Okay. Oh, y'all done fucked up with it. Come on, man. Y'all done fucked up with it.
But nah, man. I just want people to be safe, man. Halloween is a. It's a cooler holiday or whatever, man. You know,
but be safe. Yeah, let's not do no idiot shit.
You always got the motherfuckers that look to do the stupid shit.
Yeah.
Any chance they get.
I mean, you know, let's live to see November 1st.
Exactly.
You know, Halloween is great.
Fucking bring you. I honestly, even besides COVID, fuck all that going door to door shit. Man, go to trunk or treats or just buy some baskets, you know, from people or whatever, because. And even with that, you gotta watch, because, you know, you just never fucking know. So, with that being said, inspect your kids' shit. You know? That's a given, but you never know. You know what I'm saying? Women, you know, be careful. You know, wear what you want to wear, but just know, you know, they got weirdos that's probably looking. You know? So, be careful. Let people know where you're at. Bring you know, your tool with you if you got it.
Right, whatever, but you know.
Make it home.
Do what you gotta do. You know, be safe. We just gotta be honest with ourselves.
We're not
loving on the niggas that's doing this. But we just gotta be honest. You know, it cannot be safe out there, but we just want you to be safe.
Exactly. So, and I'm not saying that to say that you're welcome in that type of energy, but just saying that Even though you're not,
you know, the world we live in,
these motherfuckers gonna still feel like they welcome in themselves.
Exactly.
So with that being said, be careful. You know what I'm saying? Go in groups, fucking, you know, motherfucker get dumb, they yell, help, whatever.
Right, and get y'all a few homeboys. Yeah. Them niggas y'all like to smoke weed with and all that dumb shit.
Whoever, you know what I'm saying? Make it a, you know, I always feel like and this is just me being a guy. Most girls now, you should have at least one guy. You know, whoever, old man, the coolest, they gonna give a fuck, you know, just make sure everybody's straight, you know, even if he ain't necessarily in y'all face and shit like that.
He might be a friend.
Just in the fucking side, you know, not in the pictures. He may be just fucking taking pictures of everybody, whatever, just have somebody to say, look here, y'all not about to sit in a strong arm of these women, you know, so, that's my spiel on Halloween. Like I said, you know, be careful. Check your kid shit. Have a fucking ball. Make it to see November 1st, man.
Ready.
What else can we get on to, man? Before we get into sports, I do want to touch on fucking... You watch Raising Kanan, right? You season up, all right? You done with the season?
Seasoned up, cousin.
Hey, so what's your thoughts? Talk to me.
Amazing fucking show, bro.
Yeah.
Back. Amazing fucking show. Man, I love everything about it. Shout out to Patina Miller.
Hey, she's a fucking beast.
Man, she's fucking incredible.
She's a beast. She's a beast.
Joey Badass. Malcolm Mays.
Wow. That's my fucking dude. Man, where all got popped.
Like Brown. I can't think of his first name. But Marvin. Marvin, the character Marvin. Let it Marvin. That's one of my favorite fucking characters in the show.
Marvin was great the entire time.
Yeah, I love his build-up. His build-up is great. They did a great job focusing on his build-up. Every character they focus on, they really nailed that
50
shit.
50 the guy, man.
They really nailed that shit, bro.
50 know how to put some shit together for a show, man. How to write.
But I will say, this particular series, not so much highlighted Kanan. A lot of shit about a Kanan, but it, you know, it kind of really went off.
They really got in the rock shit,
you know what I'm saying? And they really got in the unique shit, and they really got in the Marvin, and then they really showed you a lot of Juke. Like, it was a lot dealing with Juke in this season.
The shit with Juke's mom with the church, hey, that fucked me up. Cause I'm like, I definitely didn't see that coming. Like,
yeah,
I'm thinking she was gonna be like strict on her or some shit, or you know, maybe abusive or
you know. But old dude that set like, that up, man, that was some
what?
That was a whack move.
Oh yeah, for sure. For
sure. It was weak.
But yeah, Marvin is my guy, bro. I fuck with Marvin heavy, so I got a spoiler alert for season 3. I do think what's the other brother name with the record label? I forget his name all the time.
Lulu?
Yeah, Lou. I think Lou is gonna eventually like react to Rock, and like shit gonna go left, ain't gonna end up dipping. I see it happening. Like, you can't.
Yeah, potentially. I see Shawty not being able to.
She really broke this nigga's spirit.
Yeah, she crime. Benched him.
You know, and I'm like, no way.
Yeah, I'm like, totally went around him. Yeah, for sure.
Even if dude come to you, he don't do that to you.
Right, brother. He just gotta be a prideless being at this point for the shit to work. Right. Which I don't really see him playing that character.
But well, I do think that he gonna really get behind that record label shit and it's gonna go.
Yeah, but like, that nigga famous or nut, I will say that. Oh, let's talk about famous character.
Let's talk about it. Because he be pissing me off.
Blast the motherfucker. So, man, yeah, famous wallet.
It's famous. It's motherfucking the son from Ozark. Them niggas run the race for pissing me off the worst in TV show history, son. And it's somebody else that I'm forgetting.
Burke.
Oh, Burke.
Officer Burke.
From
Raising Kane, and they trying to crack this Howard case. They just shoot that bitch in the back of the head.
She giving me fucking your girl from Power Vibes, man, that came in from DC to try to catch up with the fucking voice and all that.
Blanca?
Yeah, Blanca.
Blanca.
Fucking Blanca and her. They run a race for pissing me off, too.
Yeah, buddy. She give me some Sax vibes. Like, that. She just obsessed with this particular...
Yeah, it's going to take for...
Somebody to come put that shit through her head.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Yup. They know what it's going to be. Fucking Marvin. Marvin going to fucking
step to... You think Marvin going to put that step to
her? Fucking right. Marvin going to step to her.
Fuck no, man. I think it's going to be old boy.
Because I think
Kane is gonna tell.
Can't fuck no. He can't do it. Kane ain't gonna tell Marvin about it.
He the only one who would know how to do it though.
Who?
Detective Howard.
Man, you think Marvin give a fuck? Man, Kane push that bitch on the floor like on the ground. You think Marvin gonna give a fuck? Man, Marvin gonna just go scare her like, man. Get the fuck out of our business, like, you know what I'm saying? But yes, and I now let me get a rant on real quick. I'm talking about shows. Fan, you watched the Redeem Team doc, right? What the fuck happened? How do you see what The Last Dance did with 10 episodes and how they just mapped it all out? And granted, it's a season of NBA versus the summer of getting ready for the Olympics. But fam, you had so much storyline to tell. You give us 1.5 hour episode. Who fumbled that bag? Who fumbled that job, bro? Like, for real. I need answers. I need an answer.
It wasn't enough intel.
What you mean?
I mean, look.
You're telling me,
but he's no longer here, so you can't.
Fuck that. You can't pull all my heartstrings. I done got full a couple times just thinking like, damn, dog, Kobe really gone. You know what I'm saying? So. Fuck it. Pull everybody heartstrings.
But what about
we knew that others? Going into this. Right or wrong. Yeah. He was on the team. So whenever you did touch
and they should have interviewed a lot of people. They should have really talked to the other players should have really.
You can't tell me the one story of all them going to the club and they see Kobe going to the gym and they like, damn. And everybody turned the page and started going to the gym same time as Kobe. That's not the only story that y'all had. No fucking way.
Yeah, it's a lot more to it.
That's what I'm like. Son, you got a lot more to it. You got the most Olympic points with Carmelo, and you don't even touch on that.
Right, right. Like, let's not develop, like, why he's so successful versus everybody else. Like, not saying that they're not successful, but it's obvious. Like, he's not a money getter.
The same way you got that snippet of D-Wade getting his flowers.
Bro, like, on a team with Kobe and Bron, Melo was Team USA's bucket getter.
Check it out.
They, like, go-to guy.
I'm no director. I'm no fucking film writer. None of that. But check it out. Your first episode, you told the story right. How we got screwed over in the first Olympics and stuff like that. The come up of the team and even touch on the dream team, etc. Lead up to it, man. Episode 2, you dig into Coach K, whatever. The turnaround of USA.
Prior to Coach K.
You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, just that whole situation.
Hey, I done fumbled the ball because the nigga should have won, bro. Come on, man.
And you get all them boys to say what they can say, whatever.
You playing Stephon Marbury and fucking Allen Iverson in the backcourt together?
Hey.
And you think that's
somebody got an answer to that?
What?
You know?
Who coaching that? Who pulling that?
Then you get on the young team with Bron, Melo, and all them boys. Right? You even could touch on the episode with Kobe and Bron, the whole formula of their relationship. Just so much backstory. The banana boat, friends club, whatever the fuck that shit called. Like, bro, you could have gave us way more than an hour and a half. Even, I'm not saying 10. That could have been a hot 5, 6, 7 maybe.
Yeah, shout out to Rudy Fernandez, though. That nigga looked like the greatest player in the world playing against Team USA.
Amen.
That shit was crazy, bro.
Because, see, and then what was baffling to it, like, it took for the rules of the game to come into play for other countries to beat us. Like, we were just playing them off of raw talent alone. You know what I'm saying? It took for, oh, they can do this and you can do that.
There's some understanding of these rules.
Like, there was so much they could have touched on in depth. Like, dog, what? But whatever. So my rant is over with that. Did you hear about San Diego's ER seeing up to 37 marijuana cases every day? Mostly psychosis. They're saying legal marijuana has been transformed into a potent and unrecognizable product.
Wow.
Yeah, so, man, when people were saying that, when the government get a chance to fuck with it, it was going to step on it and do all type of shit to it. And when you give people the chance to be recreational with it, people are going to be heavy with their hands, you know? But it's like, why are you stepping on it? Like, for real. Like
what the fuck going on?
You making money off this already. Like, right. Make money. Why are you stepping on it? Like, that shit's sad, bro. Like,
yeah, that's pathetic. In other words, nigga can't have nothing.
Can't have shit.
Can't have shit. Anything that look like fun ain't fun.
Nope. But I'm just saying, like,
our help. Fuck.
Right.
For that matter, because you tried to play us saying the shit was healthy, and then you gonna go step on the force.
Right. Like, it makes me wonder, like, what else they stepping on? You know what I'm saying? Like, what else?
Yeah.
Really true. What else?
What else is it? What else? You know? Shit crazy.
Like, man, I'll be on my TikTok shit. So, hey, we're going to come in here one day. We're going to smoke a joint or two before we even start. We're going to talk about street conspiracy theories. We're going to blow fucking minds on this bitch. Promise you. My TikTok binge is disgusting. Like, I'll be up to like 2 in the morning, like, just like, no.
I didn't know that.
Like, man, no way.
Nah, not TikTok. I got this nigga feeling
they
smart.
Being, you know how you can do the little columns and shit. I'll be, man, scrolling down episode 66. I'm like, nah, I need to go to bed. But yeah. This is so intriguing. Like, the whole thing of if you go through the Grand Canyon, you'll get to Africa. I'm like, okay. But it's just, I like to hear ones that are, have like a lot more concrete evidence into it than just like theory.
Because
it's like, well, if that's the case, how do you explain the travel patterns of hurricanes if we right there by it, if we go through the Grand Canyon? You know, like, so where they really coming from, these hurricanes, to say because apparently that's linked to the slave trade and shit, you know what I'm saying? So somebody's crossing stories here.
Yeah.
You know, but shit's unfortunate, man. Man, watch where you buy your weed from. All right, let's get to sports, man. We'll wrap it up. NBA is back. We're getting into it.
Hey,
you like, man. You like, dog.
Luka.
Luka is that guy.
Luka that guy, bro. In terms of, who I like for real, Luka, dog. Luka and Ja, those are the two players I'm like intrigued by right now. You know, all that other shit, you kind of expect that. Like I told my pops, you know, Steph is great.
Yeah.
You know that already. KD is great in his own right, but if he ain't a leader and that shit in Brooklyn is almost just as bad as that shit in LA. I said almost because it's literally almost as bad.
As much as you claim the Lakers and claim Brian.
LA is terrible, bro. Shit, man, they just need to break all that shit up at this point. Just start it all over.
Yeah.
Like, just started all over, you know. You need to be on break trying to trade AD to get a pick at this point.
Yeah.
Maybe two picks. Maybe that put you in the Wimby, the Victor sweepstakes. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just too much, bro. And it's possible. You just got to admit to yourself that you fucked that up.
Yeah.
And stop trying to scapegoat Bron like I see people doing. You know, they're like, oh, Bron did this. Man, look, first of all, Bron do what they allow him to do. I could tell you, Rendell, when your girl get on your nerves, I think you should come back and slap her in the mouth. All I fucking want. You don't want to do that shit. You're not going to do that shit. If you don't think that's best for you, you will not do that. So, Rob Pelinka, you're a general manager. That shit pathetic, bro. Like, you literally didn't sign anybody who can shoot. You didn't get rid of an issue that you knew you had. Like, you knew you had. It's like driving a car and you... You know the fucking tires bad on the car, and you driving fast in the rain. Like, what the fuck you think gonna happen?
It's unfortunate that, like, AD, like, constantly, like, something wrong. I'm like, dog.
Yeah, it is.
Now, dog. Like, no way. Like, this is, like, knock on wood, but this is the most fragile nigga I've ever seen in a sport.
And that light, too, that light getting brighter and brighter on him at this point. Not that they're not succeeding.
Like, dog,
it's like, okay, yeah, like, he tailing off.
Have you ever seen the, it's a picture, it's a body image, and it's like different, like highlights, but it's AI's, injury history, right? It's like, damn, he had injured like every part of his body at some point in his career.
That's it.
That's how AD should look, but.
I don't know if he had a concussion, but I'm sure he touched like, everything else, shoulders and hands and elbows and back and legs and knees and ankles and foot.
I saw the video when dude, it was a dunk or some shit, and like he like go to the rim, and like he was like, I'm like, what the fuck happened?
Like, what, you hurt your pelvic bone?
I genuinely asked him, like, yo, what?
What's up with this nigga? Look, like,
even with the ankle thing, I gave him the bed, I'm like, dog, he was wearing low top and shoes.
Not good. I don't think he should do that.
Right.
You definitely need to
seeing shit like
play
that,
some Reeboks.
Seeing but, shit like that, bro, it's like, dog, what? Like,
yeah, that just don't make sense. I don't think nobody's having a bad, worst time in the NBA right now than Ben Simmons. My take on homie, he gonna be out the league soon.
Think so?
Bro, that shit is awful. You gotta step it up. You gotta step it up. And when I say he's gonna be out the league soon, because it's all mental. You just ain't got enough nuts to do what you need to do. Yeah. You know, you ain't got enough nuts to go put in the work and get a better jumper. You ain't even got the nuts to shoot the bitch in the game.
Yeah.
And now it's getting to the point where you passing up layups.
Right. But see, I look at, I mean, because see, I don't ever bet on him, and I want to get to the whole betting thing. I got some shit I really want to speak on. Like, I check out his stat, like, I never bet on him, but it's like, duh, all right, boom, boom. I'm like, all right, 8 points, 9 points, okay, nigga, he's doing something. I'm like, I wasn't expecting dude to go get 30 and 20 and like that, but it's like
couple 15. Michael 16, 17. 8, 9,
15 points between that, so my son crashed the boards, dime it up. You know, you got two killers that can go for 30. We just watched them do it twice. You know what I'm saying? Like, they just got to figure it out as a unit. And I hope they take advantage of the fact that Milwaukee don't have Chris Middleton right now.
Oh, they, you know, man,
Philly's still trying to figure shit. Like, they have a chance to, like, get ahead of a lot of the, you know, falling into place shit. You know, the way they could just have a little cushion to, you know, lose, you know, not lose, but, you know, just lose some close ones or whatever like that. But I don't know. It's still early, but I think that's their way of getting ahead of it to make it look like it's working or something like that. You know, like, even with the West, like, Memphis ain't 100%. Fucking Denver's still trying to get their chemistry back in order. Golden State, they lost to Charlotte. You know, like,
yeah, yeah, it's been some stupid ones.
That
ain't made no sense.
That's
gonna
come in looking so
that's
strong.
That's gonna be itself.
You know, like, but like, they, man, Luka's that guy, though. He is. Luka's that guy.
Yeah, so
I'm watching Minnesota. They might sleep, but they might dark horse. I've been like in Minnesota, son, on some low key shit for a little while, but Ant came in looking better than last year. Like, he upgraded a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Gobert doing what he doing.
I like Ant, man. I think he'll be a good player.
And Cat playing like he
don't
play.
I don't believe in him. That guy right Cat. There. Yep.
I don't necessarily say I believe in him, but the fact that he's getting to play how he really, really wants to play. We're gonna see a different Cat.
What? That's pretty much a perimeter player.
Basically, yeah. Because like I said, like I was telling people when NBA first kicked off, I'm like, dog, Cat getting a double double is not really his forte. That dude don't really crash the ball. He's not really a banger, and that's okay.
No, that's awful.
It's awful. I don't think it's awful.
Sorry. Man, no, I just see his size and his skill level. He should be willing to, because he can.
But if you
attack, like it should be a point, like at any point in the game, if you put a nigga that's under 6'6 on him, he should be able to take advantage of that.
Of course.
Should be able to get in the paint and get him a good ass shot.
See, I think he will, being that he don't have to play the true center.
Right, maybe
he can play the four. I think Minnesota's gonna be strong.
Right, maybe he'll get a lot more matchups with 6'6 niggas now that he played the four.
Right. He's gonna be a matchup problem down the line.
So who they start? D'Angelo Russell and who else? And Gobert and Cat. Who's that fifth guy?
I'm not sure. I think it's McDaniels.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's the fifth guy. But you have a Gobert crashing the dog. Gobert got 20 rebounds like in multiple games this year already.
Yeah, also
you know. Yeah, so it's like, fam, Cat, like, dog, I ain't got to worry about not a single rebound really at all. I'll get them loose when they just come to me. Oh, I got it. You know, I'm free. Like, you know,
we're going to see.
Right now, I might go put a futures bet on the Bucks and the Nets in the East Finals.
The Nets don't play no defense. Hey, hell no.
Like I said,
that's
nowhere possible. I'm just like, I'm saying.
The Celtics. I think you're looking at Celtics Bucks. Honestly, I don't see those other teams. The Hawks can't win away.
Cavs are good.
The Cavs are good. The Cavs could be a team. And it looked like the Heat took a step back.
Yeah.
But it's early. We'll see.
Yeah. We'll see. NCAA?
Shit. That's the best thing in sports.
Best thing in sports. Hey, look, I look forward to Saturdays.
Me too.
For the parlays. And the game days.
Yes, sir. You know? Saturday.
But.
Saturdays are good.
It's getting good, bro. Like I said, hey, shout out to Joel Klatt, bro. He's a guy. Joel Klatt has a video out basically explaining how the divisions in, like, the major conferences are going to this year, going to truly affect the playoffs in a negative way. Tennessee has the must-win in a muscle situation to beat Georgia this Saturday coming up, or they don't go to the conference championship, and then who knows what happens from there. And then you get Georgia Bama for what, the fourth time in a row or some shit, you know? So
right,
top two teams in the division go to.
And this thing, they robbing teams, bro. It's the opportunities, and this is that you still got two big Ten undefeated,
right?
You know, you still got Clemson undefeated. Clemson, you still got somebody.
I have no faith in Clemson.
And you still got TCU undefeated. That team is good, huh?
Hey, man. I like TCU. Goddamn, Oklahoma State just scored fucking 14 points, man. I'm talking a little different.
Put their foot up their ass.
I'm talking a little different.
Man, they got that running back for Kansas State, bro. He's so good. Deuce Vaughn. Oh, that nigga. Man. Shout out to Deuce Vaughn. That nigga cold.
You couldn't tell me. You wouldn't thinking that was going to go 48-44 down to the wire.
I didn't.
Dog.
I thought Kansas State would win because I seen Deuce Vaughn play. TCU barely beat Kansas State last week, bro.
Yeah.
What happened in that game was that nigga was going off. But they
took the point.
Both of their quarterbacks got hurt. Like, mm-hmm. They started and their backup quarterback got hurt in that game. And TCU kind of ran away with it at the end.
Right.
But I'm like, that nigga playing, so they should be good.
Yeah.
And I don't believe in Oklahoma State like that, bro. I've been watching them. Them niggas so suspect.
They suspect.
But I thought they may at least score 21 fucking points.
That's
them
what I'm
niggas,
saying, like,
Shut out. Embarrassment.
But it comes with that. But I tell you this, though. Some of this shit going to be called into question.
Yeah, because for sure. Well, eight teams is a guarantee.
I'm talking about as far as like the betting aspect. Thursday night, Utah played against
whoever the fuck Washington State.
7.5 point favorite, right? Everybody and their mom would bet Utah -7.5. -7, whatever.
Six,
money line,
whatever.
Not a fucking single injury report shows Cam Rising not playing. That was not until they kicked off that they said Cam Rising was not playing. So they voided it, but it's like, how do you not do that? And then fucking Washington State covered the spread. I think people go Washington State +7.5 if they know Cam Rising isn't playing. Shit like that is why I tell people, bro, look, play that shit lightly. Like, you see people that go and win these crazy amounts of money, it's still a fucking risk at the end of the day.
Yeah, because they'll fuck you right now. Especially like these, bro, college is one thing, but I love college for the rarity of it.
Yeah.
You know, like you know, so many different things can happen, but see the professional sports, that shit is sick.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that shit is sick, bro. I mean, you're talking like NBA spread, you take -6.5, you fucked.
Yeah.
You are fucked. Like, your team be up, they be up 15, they backhand cover, nigga come get you, you lose by 4. What?
Like,
they celebrating, you like, get the fuck out of here, man. Oh, Lord.
That shit that way, bro.
NFL is ridiculous.
Say it with me. 1, 2, 3. Prop betting. It's not safe betting. It's not. That shit is risky as fuck.
I'd rather do, man, I ain't lying. With NFL, I'd rather, like, I think just the best bets to do
college,
is any time touchdowns with the NFL. Because, bro, if teams score, like, if you got a team that you know can score, they will score, and this is probably how they score, I could understand that. But them spreads, that shit don't be making no sense, bro. That don't be making no sense.
So look,
the Saints had a fucking shutout today. What? That defense is pathetic, bro. And I ain't dissing the Saints, but that defense ain't good. But they was fucking amazing today.
Josh Jacobs had 3 touchdowns last week before last. Devontae had 2 on the KC. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, y'all go for 0.
Yeah, Devontae Adams had like 10 yards.
Hey.
And no Marshawn Lattimore type shit. Like, who the fuck is guarding him? Like, who's guarding him? This nigga's amazing. But it's gonna be the same nigga who gonna give up 2 touchdowns next week.
Oh yeah, and Devontae gonna have buck 50,
2 TDs. He's smiling,
going hard,
he dancing in the end zone, grittying and shit.
Fucking Raiders win by 14 or some dumb shit.
Oh fuck,
hey, bro. Hey, but I think I found my formula. I like I think I trust myself more than college football.
Same.
You know, like
college sports, period.
I like where I found my target area of like, all right, boom. Well, I go here, I like this over here, and I sit on it. I'm like, all right, I like this.
Yeah.
I don't really like, you coming off here. Hey, but honestly, I think this year for football season is going to be big. It's going to be big. Like,
yeah, Texas,
I'm off the prop bet and shit,
oh,
dog.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm
Texas
off the prop shit. Oh, yeah, what's true?
Yeah, my boy,
Miami? So.
Oh yeah,
fam. I'm like, dog.
Those programs.
They was my shambles. Sleeper team too. Like we were talking before season started, like Utah and all them shits like that. Dog, I'm like, what the fuck, Florida? What is this? What y'all doing, man? It's terrible. But so, big news last week after we were finished recording, Carolina traded Christian McCaffrey to the 49ers for a bundle of picks, right?
Yeah, shout out to C-Mac. He just threw a touchdown.
Really?
Threw that bitch.
Shout out to C-Mac. Oh, does that count as any touchdown?
I don't know. That's fucked up.
Last year for the playoffs, I took Joe Mixon in the game against the Chiefs. He threw one to T. Higgins or somebody. It counted then last year.
Yeah.
So hopefully it counts. But, we traded him for a bundle of picks. Shout out to CMC. Gave us a hell of a run. You know, injuries unfortunately give us a lot of time, but it happens in the game of football.
He was money.
Right. But I can't say that I'm so mad at the rebuild process. When I look at our division overall, right? Tampa Bay gotta retool all that shit once Tom goes.
Yeah, they're not good now.
Exactly.
With Tom, so you can only imagine.
The Saints are the Saints. They'll probably, you know, figure it out with Jameis or Dalton or whatever like that, but they have a lot of pieces in play.
So
if they trade Kamara, see what they get for him, and, you know, Atlanta, they're on the same boat as us, but I think our defense is a little bit more intact than theirs. We just need a quarterback, I think, offensively. We're pretty much solid.
There's so many of those skill position players in college football.
Facts.
There's so much you could do scheme-wise if you hire the right people, to the point where you really just do have to hit on the quarterback. The quarterback solve a bunch of fucking problems. And this the time. That's why I'm glad they actually did the trade this year and didn't wait till next year, because the value go down on C-Mac. You don't get as much. But this the year to do it, bro. We were talking Malik Hooker, C.J. Stroud, and fucking Bryce Young.
Yeah.
Like,
and then honestly, because I watched the game, because they was the last team I bet on last week to catch my parlay. So I'm watching him in the Niners, and I'm like, I'm watching him do his thing, and I'm like, bro, that's why I turned my head to the light. I'm like, okay,
I think
we did him a service. Who?
DJ.
No, we're not trading him. We already said, like, him, Burns. Chin.
You gotta keep Burns.
Like, Chin. They're set. They're not. Because the quarterback, they need somebody to throw the rock to when you draft them. So, they're all set. We got Terrence Marshall. We're developing him. Like, you know, we got some pieces that we just gotta put them out there and get going.
And them running backs and receivers, that shit easy to find, bro. They got a ton of.
And then the way the league going, like, you're not looking for a certain type of running back. You're looking for a running back that can do this type of shit.
Yeah, that can do this, and that.
Right.
And
so you got
like, it's a bunch of them, bro. I just watched six niggas in college. That's like, these kids are all world.
I was just saying, fucking UCF, they got a plethora of fucking running backs over there. Like, whatever Gus Malzahn is doing over there, he's doing a fucking phenomenal job.
Yeah, they got some shit going on.
They look.
That's some shit going on.
Jesus Christ, I'm like, dog.
Hey, bro, I just watched those nigga from Ole Miss go for 200.
Yeah,
Blake Corum is ridiculous. He not coming out this shit, but that boy is sick.
Bro.
You got Jahmyr Gibbs.
What's his classification?
Oh, Gibbs?
No.
Corum is a sophomore.
Oh, hey. Futures bet. Heisman next year.
Heisman next year, you think?
Yeah. You had this type of sophomore year?
Yeah. Hell yeah. Another nigga be cutting up too. I can't think of his name.
But I like us.
Oh, Bijan Robinson from Texas, bro. That nigga's sick. He's an NFL running back right now.
Right.
Put that boy in right now.
Right.
He that nigga. Like.
Right now. Like, dog. So, I don't know, bro. Like I said, I just think I like the trade. I think we're in a good standing. We look good as far as like our just young pieces overall.
Right, and the team's still showing fight. Another close game today. You put up some points. I don't know how, but you found a way.
Found a way.
You also have to nail this coaching hire.
Fact.
You got it.
Facts. All right, we got it. Life of fatherhood and recording a podcast. All right, we done. It's not really catching it anyway. But, yeah, man, that's everything I really wanted to touch on. Tell you a funny joke before we get off here. So, when you first started dealing with, like, bank cards, like, you know, having your own card or, like, using your mom's shit, right? How serious did you think the signature part was?
What signature?
Like, when you sign, like, on the keypad and shit like that.
Oh,
you signed a receipt and shit like that.
Serious.
Hey, fam. When I first started, dog, I used to
you be take like, your time.
Dude. Not take my time, but I used to be trying to make
money. Make sure that they say right there at the
lake. Yeah, or just make it look like how much. I know they stored it when I first got my card, so I'm like, I don't know if they go back there and try to verify this shit, so let me just make sure. Man, I started working in retail. I'm like, fam, they're like, man, they don't give a fuck about that. I'm like, no fucking way. Get out of here.